when people were talking about that, about bringing up children, did they say bring them up, or did they say raise them up, usually, when they'd be...
Well, usually they'd say bringing them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or pull them up with her out of hand. That's that expression used.
Well, when a child's been acting bad, you say, now you're going to get a...
If you spanking?
Yeah, or something like that. And if, if you see a child that you haven't seen in a long time, it's gotten so much taller, and you say, my, how you have...
Growed.
Or something like that, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And you would be his...
Aunt.
And now, sometimes a child that's lost both of its parents, its father and mother, is called a...
An orphan.
And the court would have to appoint somebody to look after that, and they'd call that person
guardian.
Yeah, to look after.
Yeah. Guardian.
All the people that are related to you, if you was talking about everybody that's related to you, you'd say that they're all your...
Kinfolks, I guess.
Yeah.
Their relations. I'd
yeah.
say kinfolks. That'd
something
be about like me to say that again.
Something like that. Now, talking about somebody that you might say, now she's got the same name as I do, but she's not any
relation.
And a person that you never have seen before, somebody new to you and to town and everything, you'd
mm-hmm.
say that person was a...
Like
a stranger?
Stranger, or if they would be related to me, well, we'd say they were kinfolks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, this next part is about different names and things, like the name... Jesus' mother's name was...
Mary.
And, George Washington's wife's name was...
Martha, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, look at those blackberries go.
There's more down yonder, boy.
Well, we may have to go pick some before we go home. Now, there was a song that would say, the first line of it would be, wait till the sun shines.
Nelly.
Yeah. And, this would be a nickname for a little boy they call, and if the boy's name was William, they'd give him a nickname like
Bill.
Or something like that. The first book of the New Testament, the first of the Gospels, is called
Matthew.
And a woman who teaches school called a
teacher.
And now, I don't know if you ever heard of had around here a preacher that was not really trained and wouldn't have like a regular pulpit, and he'd preach first here and then there, and really wasn't too good at preaching. He really did something else for a living. Did you have a name for that kind of a preacher?
Well, normally they just call him a preacher.
I wonder if you ever heard of a jackleg preacher.
Jackleg preacher.
Something, you know, he wasn't really all that good at preaching or something.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, something like that. Now, I know. Grandma Jennings' first name was...
Grandma Jennings.
Yeah, my grandma, her Paralee.
Paralee.
Her first name was...
Horton.
But her first name, the part that came before...
I never did know her name.
Sarah Paralee.
Yeah, I never did know her on just Aunt Paralee.
Oh, yeah. But they used to call her, I thought it was Sarah.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, after I got in the family, they just called her.
Uh-huh.
The ward children all called her Aunt mm-hmm. Paralee.
Now, the name like for in the Army, the commander of an army, you know, like Eisenhower was during the war, he was called...
A general.
Uh-huh. Now, a rank below that, like... the one that the Kentucky Fried Chicken man's rank.
That's a colonel.
Yeah. Now the what they call the man in charge of a ship.
That's a captain.
Have you ever heard it used?